Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You're listening to a bite-sized episode from the High Performance Podcast in partnership with Lotus Cars. All we want is just a few minutes so we can dive into a former episode on the High Performance Podcast and just pick out one lesson. That's all it is. One lesson and a few minutes of your day that I know you're going to learn loads from. This week's guest is the Burnley boss, Sean Dyche, with this brilliant conversation about how the little things have a big impact.
A lot of kids now, they seem to be grumpy kids. It's like you pass them in the corridor and it's like, oh, all right. We just stop them and go, no. You're a young professional footballer, or you want to be.
And you do that, do you?
Absolutely. Just go, have you ever looked around? And, oh, yeah. So now you go, right, good morning. See, even though it seems crazy, but these little things eventually rub off. You know, and it's, you know, yourself, your muscle memory, your actions, how you remember things, how you conduct yourself in future. They're all things that make a difference because not every player, you know. I'll give you an example. This is my belief. I've got children, and I say I use a lot of this with them because I treat my players similar, really.
Yeah.
I say to my kids, I go, look, there's that many kids, it seems to me, out there with that kind of attitude, because I see them a lot. If you just do them basics, you look someone in the eyes, you shake their hand, you speak to them in a proper manner, that will get you started straight away. Straight away. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
So we're always trying to reaffirm just good life skills.
Sean's right, Damien, when he says it seems like nothing. It sort of seems like almost an irrelevance whether you shake hands or look someone in the eye or smile. It's a small thing, but it says so much.
Absolutely. It's these world-class basics of just getting it right every time. There's been a common theme with all our high performers, Jake, whether that was Chris Hoy's insistence on turning up 10 minutes early for the interview because he felt that that demonstrated respect for others, humility of not thinking he was more important, and just the commitment of doing what he said. Shaking hands shows that you've acknowledged somebody, that you respect them, and that you're behaving with basic courtesy towards them.
It comes back, doesn't it, to the importance of consistency. And I think if we were to break down all the things that our guests have spoken about, and we've done, what, like 30-odd people on these podcasts now, maybe more, being consistent is really important. And I don't think that you can sort of one day be really nice to people, other days be really difficult to people, and you can't focus on the small things in one part of your life and not in another part of your life. It's an indicator of how you approach everything, isn't it?
Definitely. That these small things are a window to your bigger mentality. I remember reading a story years ago that if you wanted to go and interview for a job with Walt Disney and he was interviewing you, one of his ways of doing it was he'd take you for dinner in the canteen and he'd watch really closely to see whether you flavoured your food with salt or pepper before you tasted it. And if you did, you weren't getting the job because he wanted people that were open-minded, and the fact that you were prepared just to flavour food without at least trying it to him was a small sign of a wider personality trait. And I think just that idea of what Sean spoke about, shaking hands, says that you acknowledge other people. You're not carried away with your own sense of importance that you can't be polite or look somebody in the eye.
There's actually two big lessons, I think, here, isn't there? There's the lesson of consistency, making sure that as you know, they were described to us, as you've already mentioned, as world-class basics by Sir Ian McGeoch, the former Lions coach. It's about making sure you've got your world-class basics. But it's also about making sure you're just a nice person. Like, what did Holly Tucker, the entrepreneur, say on our podcast? I'd rather have a hole than an arsehole in my business. And I think we all feel exactly the same way, man. What's the point being successful if you haven't been good along the way?
Exactly. When you think about that question that we often ask about what legacy, how do you want to be remembered? What's the point of reaching the top of a mountain and you've left a collateral trail of bodies behind you? There's no point in doing that. It's about taking people with you on the journey, letting them invest in your success and that you investing in theirs as well. As Bruce Springsteen said, that nobody wins unless everybody wins. It's that idea of being able to bring people with you. And part of it is, like you say, just being a nice person.
And I'm a firm believer in karma as well. You know, you can't put out negativity and expect to get back positivity, right?
Exactly. And I think often you don't even know where that comes back to, do you? That the amount of times that I'm sure you've seen it in TV that somebody might have been unpleasant behind the scenes and then meetings years later down the line, people are not effusive when there's the opportunity to work with them. I've worked with sports coaches in the past where I've been in meetings about recruitment where they've decided not to go for somebody because there'd be somebody in that room that maybe had a junior position at one stage in their career and they've been in the presence of a player that's abused that power dynamic that has been unpleasant to this guy that now that they're in a position of influence just won't have anything of them and encourages them to pursue the Holly Tucker line that we'd rather have a hole than an arsehole in our squad.
Listen, mate, don't forget, when I was working on Formula One, my wife was working on Strictly Come Dancing. I was the presenter of F1, so I saw a certain side to people. My wife, Harriet, was working in production, and we would regularly have conversations where a name crops up, and she'd be like, oh, they were so rude to me. They were so... And I've met that same person numerous times, and they've been lovely. That tells me absolutely everything. And I think the other important lesson about this one is a lot of the episodes in our podcast, people talk about the danger of being driven solely by the outcome, not the process. These are all about the processes, aren't they? Waking up with a smile on your face, being positive to people, shaking someone by the hand, complimenting someone, focusing on the little things. Because actually, if you just say, right, everything that I do, I'm going to do to the best of my ability with the most positive mindset that I can muster, the outcome will take care of itself because you're dealing with the process.
Definitely. In fact, as we're talking now, I'm reminded of when we spoke to another Premier League manager, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, when he was describing the impact of Bruno Fernandes, who's been a catalyst for the turnaround over the last 12 months at the club. And after all the great examples of play and goals and assists that he's made, the example that Ole spoke about was the handshake that Bruno gave to every member of the staff, from the canteen workers through to the senior coaches, when he first arrived at the club and introduced himself. That was the bit that lingered longest in his memory and that he used to describe what type of person he was.
Amazing. Listen, mate, thanks so much for the conversation as always. Couldn't do it without you. Thanks to the whole high performance team as well for their hard work. Most of all, though, thanks to you for giving up just a few minutes of your day to join us for this bite-sized episode of the High Performance Podcast. I suggest right now you go back through the catalogue of episodes and interviews and just see the lessons that are there to be learned. Have a great day.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.